we started kind of playing with all these ideas quite a while ago. Like, you know, I think it was, would have been years ago, like kind of I looked around and just went, what's happening in this world? Where are all the women of colour? Just in general, because I myself was surrounded by amazingly talented black, brown and mixed women, like doing amazing things. And I kind of just was continually going, there's no pathway, there's no, you know, that they keep on hitting this same point, especially in the arts, which we're from. So there just seem to be these huge gates in the way, like of these astoundingly talented women. So, you know, meeting Lisa, we've known each other for a long time now. And Lisa was like artistic director of Polytoxic Dance, a theatre company. So we were working together on a heap of stuff already. Candy B's my sister as well. We were talking about stuff and making work together. Yeah, we just one day sat down and went, let's go. What are we going to do? What are we going to do about this? We're going to make work that makes us laugh, you know. And in saying that, it becomes political because we're black and brown women.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing journey since that sort of inception of, like, yeah, just being in the industry and coming up against some of those gates that Kim's talking about, and just going, well, we just need to make a platform for ourselves. Let's create a platform that also creates pathways for other brown women. Let's make a show that's just about brown women. And using all of the skills that we've built over the years from, you know, dance and also all these wonderful, talented women that we've met, going, okay, let's get a group of these women and let's make a platform where we can tell our stories. And it just happens to be that our stories, you know, for us, for brown women, are universal stories. But then it's also we were able to have all of their talents come in. So then we've ended up with this show that's, you know, being billed as a burlesque show, a cabaret show. You know, for us, it's a theatre show, but that has circus and dance and poetry and hip hop and urban feel all in this one crazy ride of a show that seems to be hitting home with not only our women, you know, going, oh my gosh, this show is made for me, but also like just in general public going, this needs to be said. This needs to be talked about. Thank you for bringing this show so we can create more conversations around the issues.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The messages that I get obviously is about, you know, your strength and empowerment, but you've also got a lot of, you know, between you all would have a lot of years of professional development. You're obviously having that higher visibility of women of colour. And I guess some people are really sort of arcing up about the words women of colour and don't want it to be used in reference to themselves and other women are.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a bit about that and your sort of feel about it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's very interesting. I've had a lot of interesting conversations about like the actual term women of colour and how it's been used. Like, I find it really interesting because I go, I'm a black woman. I'm from Africa. So like that's my background. But I intersect, my world intersects with so many brown women, so many mixed women who come from a number of different cultures, or and like how actually, like, you know, white Australian culture actually seeps into our world all the time. You know, that's the place where we live. Yeah, I still always wrestle with that. And I think that's a great conversation within the black and brown communities to be having about terms of reference.
Yeah,
because every term of reference is a political term, and we know that we use women of colour in a very political way, like that's our term to use, you know.
I've always seen it as a sort of a positive reference, and now as we move on and along, we also have to be all so mindful of what we're saying if we're going to offend anyone. It's really hard to navigate.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very tricky. It is tricky. I feel very lucky because even like in my online world or as well as my people, like, you know, there's a critical eye and a great discussion that continues to happen. There's no sort of, you know, there's that whole world that happens where you, if there's some sort of an idea that comes out into the world and, you know, you put it out there, whether you be Thelma Plum, you know, or Clementine Ford, then there's this kind of horror that happens online. I feel very safe and lucky that I know so many diverse cultural people, you know, and in saying that across the Indigenous nation, the diversity of people I know across Indigenous Australia as well.
It's all very hard, you know, into where we fit within the lines. I'm going to talk a bit about how you feel about it, Lisa.
Yeah, I think in the context of this show in particular, that we're creating a safe space for us to be positive, to use these words in a positive manner, to claim the space back. I think that's sort of how we're rolling with this work. Yeah. Do you agree, Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah, like trying to, and sort of good. We haven't been attacked yet. Yeah, we've just been talking about that, like all of our press and all of the people commenting on our show, I think have come into our space that we claim and are recognising and accepting that at this point. Yeah. You know, who knows what will happen in the future? Yeah, I think we're claiming it for ourselves, I guess.
Yeah.
And let's talk a bit more about safe spaces for women. I mean, you're talking also about the issues that women have around racism, but also something I've known from you, Kim, you know, when you were in Sister She and even beforehand, you're really strong about empowering women, all women, and also about being comfortable about regarding body image and the issues around body image. And obviously this show is going to bring a lot of that into the play as well.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we're very, I mean, we say to the cast as well, we're like, this is your role. Your role is to be like loving yourself sick, basically. Because
which can be hard for women in general, you know.
Really,
like,
hard.
Yeah, we're putting that up on stage every night, and we're asking of our girls to live that in their lives as well. You know, we're just, and I think it's like every day, it's the ups and downs of it. But you know, it's definitely been empowering outside, I think, of the show as well.
Yeah, definitely.
It's huge. It's huge. I mean, growing up, we're under so many expectations of what's been put in our face of how we're supposed to look, and the issues that come from it. The issues around body image and coming from a mixed family has been really hard to navigate and wanting to cover up because you're so worried about people, you know, sexualizing you, or then, you know, you wanting to be comfortable about if you want to show a bit of your body or just be comfortable in what you're wearing and how you're seen to everyone else. Like what I loved about you in Sister She is you rocked it and you showed that it was awesome to have your own power and important. It's a really important message for young girls, but also older women who are still feeling that shame around how they look and how their body fits in with what's expected of us within society.
That's right. And like with Hot Brown Honey too, like we've got these wonderfully talented women, all their body shapes are very different from each other. You know, we all that's part of our show sort of line is we are the latest models of our ancestry. So we wear everything in the way we look, in the way we speak, in how we present ourselves, you know. Yeah, we're really, really pushing that line where it's like the body is not an apology. We embrace every part of ourselves, you know, in culture, in size, in build, in everything.